not driving the kids somewhere. It's all good.
You're not recording? Or I mean, you're not. Sorry. You're not working?
Not at the moment.
Oh, not currently.
Yeah. I mean, I have a job.
Yes.
But I'm done for the day.
Yes. Not at work. Okay.
I am not at work. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really all I can ask for these days.
Right. Right.
That broke.
Oh, Petey, your sound's a little rough.
It's funky.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like clicking.
Wow. Okay.
Now, wait a minute. Now you sound good.
Now you sound good.
All right. Let's see what happens here. Maybe I got a bad dongle.
Uh-oh.
Yep. There it is again.
Oh, shit. All right. How's that now?
Just don't touch your dongle.
Yeah. Hang on.
you get that right. Looked at.
I'm going to have to look at this sirenscape. That's interesting.
Let's try this dongle. Is that better?
I think so.
All right. We'll give that a whirl.
You want a Bluetooth headset? Is that what's going on?
No. I was using the same headset that I used for the podcast, but I plugged it into my phone instead of the computer.
Oh, I see. So
that might be... My phone might not like that headset. That's all there is to it. Different headset. Different day, different headset. You know how it is.
I'm just going through headsets left and right.
Oh, yeah.
And they're only $20 each, so what the hell?
Wow.
You know, on the Amazon, you can score some.
On the Amazon.
The Amazon. I like it. It's like when it used to be the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
The Facebook, yes. All right, logging in.
Pete, how are you doing?
Good, just moving a little too fast. I think I'd like a little breather, please. But fine, good. I'm here, right? So that's a fine indication that there is recreation still in my life.
Yeah,
being able to hang out with you guys and do this, so that's awesome.
It's hard to come by.
Mm, and I do have a lovely Negroni right here.
Very nice. As do I.
Cheers to you.
Indeed.
I'm fresh up on the water.
I had some of that too. I decided, yeah. as I've been packing on the pounds, I need to start back again.
You packing on pounds?
Yeah.
That takes some work for you.
Not lately. Not lately. Yeah. I mean, part of it is I've been working out, so I'm putting on some muscle, but then I'm padding that. So, you know, at first I was like, oh, you're gaining weight. And it was fine. And then now, oh, geez. Take it easy. So hopefully I can still, you know, reel it in.
And as we get older, the best we hope for is just being calorie neutral.
Yeah.
It doesn't get much better than that at some point, I've realized.
Yeah. But I don't burn that many throughout the day. So gotta cut back. And with the booze, you know, I'm drinking, you know, alcohol, liquor. So it's not super heavy in calories, but then, you know, after the second one on a Tuesday night, I'm like, oh man, I have a sweet tooth all of a sudden. gotta have an Oreo at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's not prime ketosis.
No. So I'm having a one Negroni treat for the evening.
Very nice.
Yeah, treat yourself.
Treat myself. Yeah.
You deserve it. You deserve it.
All right, I think we can dive in.
It is time.
It has been a while. Time for Dungeon World. I don't know if you guys had a chance to listen. I'm not requiring that kind of level of prep. So if not, I'll catch everybody up because it has been since August.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
A little catch-up would be swell.
So the last session, you guys had set the little birds out to find information about the red cloaks, or the blue cloaks, excuse me. I'm looking at my Negroni. It's red.
You know, you could change it. We wouldn't know.
Yeah, at this point. You went out exploring the city. There was some strange... I guess that was... Yeah, this was two sessions ago when you set the kids out. You were exploring the city. There was some strange weather. And that kind of 15-foot minotaur charged into the city. Yes. And that's where we picked up last session. You guys made handiwork of that minotaur. You noticed that it wasn't the kind of black necrotic ooze. It was kind of a cold fire that it was exhibiting after it had died. You kind of handed it over to the city guard and the keeper of Carnegroth's sage advisor, Outie, who Otteraz kicked it off with. She sent it down to her dungeons. She was going to take a look at it. In the crowd of the aftermath of the fight, you did notice some blue cloaks there. I think from there you headed back to the Half-Full Tankard where you've been staying, met up with the kids, the girl, and Andu. Rodney, you made a dinner date with the Master of the Guard, who I don't think we gave a name. I gave him the name Mikalo. So you both have dinner dates this evening. But the kids ended up leading you to up here, if you're looking at the map. Right there. The second wish is a magic shop.
Mm-hmm.
That you investigated. Otteraz did some shape-shifting into one of the blue cloaks and prestidigitated some blue cloak clothing onto himself. He kind of poked around the front of the shop and it was closed, locked up. You snuck around onto one of the adjacent buildings and tossed Andu. He snuck into a window and you are now meeting him at the back door. Of that magic shop. And if you guys scroll down, I've kind of shown you a portion of... I think we can just start right there.
So Andu is with us?
He went into a window on the second floor and then snuck down and opened this back door for you guys.
And we think the blue cloaks are not maybe possibly headquartered here, or they're attached to this spell shop, magic shop. Yeah,
the task you had given the kids was to find any information about the blue cloaks, and they said that they noticed some coming in and out of here in pairs and trios. And you guys staked it out for a couple hours this afternoon. We're at about 5 o'clock probably. You staked it out for a few hours and did see a couple people go in and out of just typical customers. But you did see a blue cloak leave, and that's whose face you have on.
Got it.
So yeah, the impression is that this is probably, they have something to do with this place at least.
And I had a note here from January 22nd, 2019, that Andu was our contact on the street. Is he a kid or is he an Okay, it's like he's the leader of the kids.
He's correct. One of the kids.
One of the kids.
Okay. So you had contacted the girl, and yeah, this was a year ago. You had contacted the girl, the mute that Rodney has a bond with. You kind of sent her to find some help, and she brought this kid back. And so, okay. Yeah, they're connected. They're kind of street urchins. The girl's probably 9 or 10, and Andu is like 12.
Got okay, it. Yeah, this is all ringing a bell. Yep. Ding, ding.
All right. I got to tell my wife something really quickly. Yeah. I'll be right back. Hold on. And I'm going into the building.
Nice.
You got to tell your wife that you're hot on the trail to Blue Cloaks. That may be coming up late, honey.
I got some business to attend to.
Well, props to you guys for that Cabal episode that shook everyone's tree.
Yeah, I needed it. I don't know. It just, you know, a couple canceled sessions and inertia sets in. And
Yeah, same.
And it's always one of those things, like, I don't like doing almost anything. You know, so if plans get canceled, I'm always like, sweet. You know, it's always okay if plans get canceled.
I'm gonna fire up my iPad. You know, there's always something good on my iPad that requires very little energy on my part.
Or go to bed early, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But every time we're done playing or just talking, it's, you know, I'm so jazzed. So.
Yeah, exactly.
It's always so much fun.
I can hardly wait to get back to Drunken City as well. That's gonna be some
good next Monday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing some prep for that this weekend too.
Nice.
Drawing maps.
Was I in that one?
Mm-hmm. Are you still good for next Monday?
I don't know.
I think you doodled for it.
Did I?
Yeah, Duck sent the doodle, but it was for my game.
Yeah, I have to listen to that one because the previous session I was in absentia. And I understand that Tinderfinger and Brain Pan are both still in action, so that's good.
Yeah, I believe good. So, yeah.
All right, I'll check that out. Okay. So we're going in.
Yeah.
Are we going in as a group, or are you going in as a Blue Cloak and we're going to hang back? And I don't remember where we left that off.
You guys hadn't talked about it.
Yeah, the leader, he left, right? So the shop has been locked up, so we kind of got to break in.
Yeah, you weren't sure if that was the leader, but you did get the impression that that's kind of the person who was at least keeping the shop.
Okay. So have we established how we're breaking in? Like, are we going through a window like Andu, or?
So he came down and unlocked this.
Oh, he did.
Back door.
Okay, cool.
So he's basically standing down here. He's opening the door for you.
Thanks, Andu.
Hey, come on in.
You want me, Rodney, how about, let me scout out a little bit. Let me see if there's anybody else, inside. And if they see quote unquote me, they won't have questions about you.
Sounds good.
All right. So yeah, I'll make my way through the door. Okay. Andrew, did you see anybody or anything going on your way down?
There's no one upstairs. No.
Okay, that's good.
No, just a lot of beds.
A lot of beds.
Okay. What? Beds. In a magic shop?
So you walk into this room, and it's as you see, it's like an L-shaped room. The floor is stone, and against the walls, there's a bench and a table and a chair and a table, and then bookshelves, and just kind of clutter everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it smells like old books, kind of.
All right.
And you see two doors kind of in front of you on the short walls of the L.
Books.
Oh, I see.
Asleep.
So there's a door here.
That's a door, yep.
Door here.
Yep.
And this is the entirety of the room, this L shape.
That's right, yep.
All right.
Fog of war is not.
Hey, Rodney. I think we're good for now. Why don't you come on in?
All right. Rodney shuts the door and grabs a chair and puts it at the door and takes a seat.
That's a good move. So kind of like,
yeah, just one of those numbers. Exactly. And then he's going to have an eye line down the long part of the L to the far door. So he's on guard.
Sure. As you guys look around, you can see on the stone floor that the bookshelves look like they've been kind of the stone floor is not scuffed, but I guess maybe scuffed is the right word. Like, you can see that they've been moved here.
And when you said the smell of old books, I mean, it just, they're not like moldy and...
No, just like that dust and paper smell of like a, you know, you go in the research wing of a library.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, how long has this magic shop been here?
As far as I can remember.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a staple for the local mages. they don't tip very well.
And Jason, like, just from our time on the outside, like, can we get a sense of what portion of the entire first floor this we're seeing right now?
Not quite a quarter of it.
Okay,
so that's pretty much. So you had seen the front, and you kind of went around a side alley. You kind of get, and I can, let me go ahead and do that. I'll kind of reveal the outside. Maybe.
Level 20.
I do too. So you had seen the front of the building. You kind of looked in the in the windows. There you go.
All right. Cool.
So yeah, it's about a quarter of the building, but there's, you know, it is a kind of an L shape. You get the impression now that you can see the entirety of the building that the door, the furthest door from you, is probably the one that goes into what you saw from the windows.
All right. All right, Rodney, how about we make our way into the interior here? Let's maybe through this door.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Jason, let's test that door there.
All right. So you walk through there, and it's a very kind of cramped room that's built around this stone circular stairwell. And if you approach the stairwell, it goes up and it goes down. So there's kind of a landing, and then from there it goes both directions.
Cellars are always funnest.
Let's
secure this main floor and then make our decision about up or down from there based on what we see. Andrew, you said there are just beds upstairs, like a dormitory, or
beds and trunks and books. Yeah, there's nobody up there.
All right, how about
he's a little skittish.
Rodney breaks out his Boda bags and says, "Hey, here, I'll pull off of this. That'll calm me down."
he'll take a sip. It's a little stronger than the weak beer he's used to.
That little tingle means it's working. Yeah, why don't we just continue our sweep by? So there are two other doors here. There's one adjacent to the one we came in. I'm doing a little Will Wheaton exposition, right, and then there's one below us. So how about the one that's right next to us? So we sweep that near side of the building here first.
All right.
Yeah, let's do that. Down. I'm down.
So you walk in there again, stone floor. There's a chimney in the top corner. Mm-hmm. There's a desk and a chair and a bed. And you do see in the floor that it looks like, you know, there's like, you know, dust impressions where around where bookshelves would have been before.
Mm-hmm.
And then down at the far end, there's a bed and a little table.
All right. I was thinking, what if I check things out with a little detect magic?
All right.
You know, bedroom.
Our first move of the night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Everybody take a drink of your beverage of choice.
Indeed. I think that's cast a spell.
I mean, is there anything, how does this room compare to the rest of the first floor? Like, I have it in my head that, oh my gosh, it's a room with a single bed as opposed to the dormitory upstairs that Andu was talking about. Like, is this more elaborate? Does this look like a...
No, it's shabby. This doesn't look like a bedroom. It doesn't look like... I mean, it has the accoutrement of a bedroom, but it looks hastily put together. Like I said, it looks like furniture has been moved in and out of this space. And, you know, I should probably have drawn some clutter in. There's kind of stuff everywhere. I just drew the furniture, but there's like piles of scrolls and, you know, packing material kind of pushed into a corner. Mm. But there's, it looks really shabby and thrown together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Probably nothing here, but worth a shot. Let's see.
Did you detect magic or no?
I'm about to, if I can remember what to click. I click the big circle, right, with my intelligence.
Oh, I went on mute to clear my throat. Click cast a spell on your moves.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The text.
Oh.
Very nice. That's an 11.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Detect magic says one of your senses is briefly attuned to magic.
Mm-hmm.
And you rolled an 11. On a 10 plus, a spell is successfully cast and you cast the spell again later.
Mm-hmm.
There is magic everywhere here.
Yes.
It's kind of, you know, it's a magic shop. So there's scrolls with great power. You get kind of a tug toward the front that there's definitely some powerful magic items out there in this room specifically. You know, as you approach the bed, there's some lingering some lingering there that maybe some magic has been done there, or
do we need a black light flashlight for this?
Okay,
just check it.
You know, so there's some item, but this isn't an illusion or anything like that.
Yeah, Rodney, I can confirm there is in fact magic in the magic shop.
Nicely done.
Rodney breaks out a little stubby pencil.
Value add right here.
Pulls a notebook out of the back pocket. Okay.
Nicely done. But yeah, there's definitely some tome, very powerful magic throughout.
What's on the desk? Is it's been so long. There's a basic investigation move that I would do looking at the desk.
I think you can just look through it. I mean, you can discern reality.
Okay.
Go ahead and discern.
I'll do a little discern reality. So I go my wisdom.
The big stuff, yeah.
Wisdom on that one. And my whiz is straight. Here we go. 7.
Very nice. So does it give you the questions there? Let's see. I should just keep all this stuff out.
Let's see. Seven and I ask only one. What happened here recently? What is about to happen? What should I be on the lookout for? What here is useful or valuable to me? Who's really in control here? What's here? What here is not what it appears to be? Oh, so many good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go through the throat with what here is useful or valuable here to me. And I get a one forward when I act on this.
Yeah. Here is useful to me. So one is kind of the knowledge that Adaraz is gleaning that until fairly recently, this wasn't a bedroom. It looks like this was a storeroom and an office. And so you can see that everything has kind of been moved around to make mm-hmm. some different accommodations fairly recently. If you look through papers on the desk, you'll get some correspondence. There's a quill and an ink pot. And then most of the papers in and around the desk are, invoices and inventory, things like that. But the correspondence is probably what's going to be most useful to you. And what the correspondence is, you find kind of at the bottom of the pile an older piece of parchment that, to sum it up, basically says, we will be, requisition. What is it called when a cop takes your car?
Impounding?
No, when they take it for themselves.
Whatever.
That thing there. So there, it's basically saying we're going to come, you're going to put us up in your shop, in your home.
We'll sequester.
Sequester. Yeah, sequester. Thank you.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
sequester is put something aside. It's like, is it request? I don't know.
Everyone's screaming. Jury. <All right.
laughs> Everyone's screaming at their.
Exactly. I was about to say, you but, idiots.
I'm not even a grown yet. But we're going to be staying here until we're done in the area. It's signed with a V, and the like signet in the wax seal is that same sign you saw in the shop. That looks like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the seal in the wax.
Okay. Well, that explains the bedrooms or the dormitory upstairs.
Yeah.
And if somebody's got a bed here, I wonder how long it is before he comes back and goes nighty-night. So maybe we better move it and sweep through the rest of this this floor here before anybody comes back.
Yeah, we can do our thinking back at the tavern.
What do you mean, thinking?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Roger that.
Yeah, singular, singular possessive. That's your business. Let's go to the next door.
All right, so you guys are going to head down to the bottom?
Yeah.
All right. So this is the magic shop proper. Around two sides of the room are bookshelves that are just packed full of tomes and scrolls and different bits and bobs of magical lore. There's some histories in there. Languages, maps, things like that. The two kind of freestanding are also bookshelves. There's a nice, you know, a nice cozy armchair, some good light coming in from the two windows. Off to the plan right, that kind of has the squiggles in it, is a display case, and that's where some powerful magic objects are. There's some amulets and crystals and, you know, things like that in there. Again, and then it's just, you know, the kind of oddly shaped thing. It's just the counter where the clerk would stand behind.
Autrez, does any of this look legit?
Let me take a look. How about if I, let me explore the display case and see what's there. Can I discern?
Why don't you spout lore?
Spout lore.
There you go. Go straight for the stuff in the case, because that's always the good stuff. I don't want you touching it.
So I guess, I mean,
it's like at half price books.
Monica. Yeah, exactly.
That's where the box set of Dark Sun is, marked up to $200. I don't want you just handling that. That's locked up in the case.
It's like, who's the RPG fan who's pricing this stuff out at the store?
Somebody who knows.
Somebody who knows something.
Cash.
What kind of half price place is this? Quadruple price books.
That's right.
Yeah.
How bad do you want it, RPG.com?
Yeah. All right. Spout lore, you were saying?
I think so. That kind of sounds it. It says when you consult your thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's int, right?
Yep. That is an 8.
That's enough.
The GM will tell you something interesting. Something interesting. You notice one of the amulets. It looks an awful lot like an amulet you all have.
We have?
I think each of you have one.
Look at that.
Do you remember where you got those amulets?
Oh, was that in the initial
Indeed.
Encounter?
Indeed. Yeah.
Oh my God! Against those undead guys who gave us
undead kings.
Yes. Oh wow!
With the
that's
little
going
funny
back
talking
7
guys.
Years ago. I can't believe I remember.
I would say it was probably about 2 years ago. We're in session 7, and that was 2 years ago.
Those little guys who were talking funny who.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
Yep.
Hey.
Yep. And you went down into the crypt because they were their ceremony was being disturbed.
Yep.
And killed some skeletons, and you picked up two of these amulets. They're not exact, but Autoraz, you could see they're of similar make.
Rodney, look at this one. Does that look and familiar?
Remember, just to kind
I'm wearing it right now.
Yep. I think you guys both, last time I asked, said you had them. If you'll remember, you had them looked at in the Will of the Wisps by the dwarves who you met there.
Oh, yes.
And took notes, but I don't find them. They told you they told you something interesting.
If only I had my RPG moleskin where I have no idea where it is right now. It's driving me a little crazy. I've been kind of pacing my room this whole session. Like, it's got to be here somewhere.
Yeah. My notes are generally crap anyway, so.
I guess the gist of what they told you was they were very finely made, and they were from a civilization that's long dead. And what was interesting, the civilization favored silvers and blues, but certain powerful objects they chose red just to imbue power.
They chose red for what?
To imbue some of their most powerful magic.
Okay.
And it was favored by the royalty, even though the civilization, like when people thought of it, of blues and silvers. Hmm. And so you would recognize that as a of a similar make.
Okay.
Okay. What's it priced? What's this guy asking for? Is
there oh, there's no price tags. No
price tags.
If you got, if you have to ask, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Well, as much as I'd like to turn this into a heist scenario,
We can always come back for that. Yeah, I say we go downstairs.
That might raise suspicion. Yeah. Let's make our way downstairs.
Right. So you head down the stairs. Is Andu still with you guys? Is he kind of hugging on Roddy's coat sleeves?
Yeah. Let's say he's still with us, and he's mellowed out a little bit. Okay. I do ask Andu. I said, when you were upstairs, did the beds look recently slept in? Does it look like it's being used on the regular?
Everything looks worn. But camera wants to say good night.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, kiddo. Say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, buddy.
It worked.
It did work. He said that worked.
That worked. Mission accomplished.
Next time he says good night, he'll have his driver's license at this
rate. Hopefully not. By the time we finish,
good night,
this
Dad.
Yep.
I'm going night, out to the Shake Shack.
Good night, Mr. Snoffer.
That was my daughter the other night. She goes, Dad, I'm going to go. Like, I was getting ready for bed. And she comes into the bedroom. She goes, okay, I'm going to go. Yeah, I think she was getting ice cream. Oh, we're going to go to Cold Stone. I was like, what the heck? Like, it's so late. She goes, Dad, it's 8:30. Oh, yeah. You're not 1,000 years old.
Yeah. It won't be long before you're having dinner at 3:30.
Yeah. Yeah. We're getting close.
At the Golden Corral.
Yeah.
Is it prime rib night?
Sounds nice, actually.
Yeah. I don't mind
prime rib. It sure does. It sounds better and better every year, actually.
Exactly. Yeah.
So he tells you the beds look, he says, yeah, everything is neat. But it definitely looks used.
All right, so people have been coming and going. It sounds like. All right.
That's the impression. That's what everybody told us when we were asking about these guys.
All right.
He's got his heap in his pockets. So you guys come.
Your map is awesome, by the way.
Oh, thank you. So if you'll scroll down. As you walk down the stairs, you see.
Oh, shit.
The cellar. So it kind of.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to scroll. Ew. Do, 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 do. Okay.
So you come down the stone staircase around the corner of the stone wall, and this entire cellar is stone. So the walls are stone, the floor is stone. There's some beams and rafters holding up the stone floor above. On the sides of the rooms, there are four bookshelves that are kind of sparsely populated. There's a couple tomes in there that are kind of, you know, laid out so that you could read them, or, you know, obviously, you know, these have been specially selected to be down here. In the opposite corners, there are some barrels, and then there's some kind of just rubble and like kind of trash in the opposite corner there. Kind of bearing the lead here. In the majority of the room, you see seven. There are seven points, kind of in a circle. They're outlined in small stones and chalk. for each of the circles. In the middle, there's some scraps of like linen and some blue cloth, as well as a silver chalice, and then again some small stones. And the center of the circle, it kind of didn't quite light up inside the seven-pointed star here, but you see a blackened area inside that center circle of stones.
That aligns with the number of locations that we saw in the woods.
That is correct.
Way back ago. Okay.
Yep.
The number of what in the woods? Where
have we seen those? When you visited the product
ritual location.
Just to kind of, let's go back here. On the top left of the screen, you'll see the summoning circle there with seven points that you guys saw.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, and scary. kind of freaked me out a little bit now. All right, and the points on the shape, are there candles stands there, or
it's chalk and small stones, kind of surrounding a circle that someone could stand in, basically.
All right.
The air smells of like ozone, like lightning strikes, chalk and iron.
Hmm. What the hell?
And Rodney, as you're looking around, kind of clicking around in your you have.
Yeah, I was just looking at some stuff here. Yeah.
Well, you have something very specific.
I was curious to know if that blue cloth in the center of the circle was a corpse. Of a blue cloak.
Oh, okay. You could go look at that.
I'm going to boogie on over there and first see if that's any kind of person.
No, it's so you're looking through there, and everything there looks like it was placed kind of meticulously. So there's a strip of kind of white linen to one side, and then two of these strips of the blue cloth. So let's do this. So these are blue here. The longer one is white.
Okay.
And then the other thing.
That's the chalice, right? The
silver chalice, yeah. And they look placed. They don't look like they've been thrown. What I was looking for, and I can't seem to find it for some reason. You have something. Is it in your quest? Where's your quest? I don't see your quest.
Well, the quest was the general quest of bringing the word of, you know, going towards the sea and bringing the word of Coot everywhere and blessing every cask. And
there you go. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So you're, oh, there it is. Quest right up at the top. So I think what you said is you bless every barrel, I think, is something that you a couple times.
Yeah. It's his tagline. Bless every barrel. TM.
And there are six barrels in this room.
Hmm. Oh, well, looky there. Those are actually barrels as opposed to.
Yeah. Sorry. Those are, I drew them exactly like. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's two bookshelves and six barrels.
All right. So, yeah, I'm going to get to blessing the barrels because that's job one.
So tell me what that looks like when you're these barrels.
All right. Rodney finally has his moment of clarity, realizing, hey, these are actually barrels of some sort of ale or wine in here. So he's going to first go to the ones that are nearest to the stair landing.
Sure.
And before he blesses them, he wants to get some sense of what it is. Is it wine? Is it ale? Is it, you know, what is it?
So how do you do that?
Professional curiosity.
Do you pop the bung?
Yeah, exactly. I'll pop the bung if there's one that's handy.
Okay. So you kind of hold your spare, your empty Boda bag under the bung, and you pop it open, and absolutely nothing comes out. You get a kind of a whiff of kind of a fresh oak smell that comes out, but no liquid.
Lots of oak, but no whiskey. All right, next one.
And not charred. Fresh. It is all
kind of cut out there.
Oh, sorry, it's empty.
Foulness. Third one.
Empty. And they're not empty like they used to have wine in them. These are virgin barrels. Never kissed by the sweet nectar of Coot. I'm wondering what.
All right. This is what Rodney's gonna do. I hereby christen these barrels for their true ordained purpose. And Rodney breaks out his Boda bag and shakes a few drops into the one. Blessings to you in the name of Coot. Shall you forever be fruitful and loady with goodness. And he does that two more times to the other two barrels.
Okay.
And then he says, I see three more barrels on the other side of the room. I have the feeling I'm going to need to do the same thing. So he goes over there and checks them to see if they are just as empty and oaky as these three.
They are indeed.
Okay. So, once again, Rodney lays his blessing of Coot, shakes a few drops of what's in his Boda bag into each one, and consecrates all six barrels that he has found in the room. Is there any kind of reaction or anything? Like, Rodney's on the lookout. Like, you know, after seeing the dry cup or the dry chalice, I can't remember what we called it, you know, he's kind of sensitive to these people and what happens with when alcohol comes in contact with them. Does he notice anything as he does this act?
The is it wine or was it the spirits?
Spirits. Oh yeah, spirits. It's the good stuff. Yeah,
and, the spirits soak into the wood, but you can still kind of catch a whiff that it actually did. You know, the liquor is on the wood now.
Okay. Marinating.
I think you guys said you had the cup with you.
That's right. It's been so long. I think you would have that, Artrez, because I don't think I'd want to have that on my person.
Yeah.
I don't think Rodney want anything like that near him.
Yeah.
What if you tap it now that I've consecrated it? Who knows what's going to come out? But maybe if you take the dry cup and put it in front of the bunghole of the dry barrel, what could come out? Maybe the driest of sherries now that I've blessed it with Coot. But there's only one way of finding out.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, I'm going to walk up to the first set of barrels and see if anything's changed.
So you pull the cup out and you notice that it's warm. And it's just been in your bag, but it's warm. And you pull it out and go ahead and defy danger dexterity. So give me a dex roll there, Otteraz.
Okay.
Oh. Mark XP. That's a five, ladies.
Yeah, for our friends at home, that's a five. That's a fail. But failure brings experience.
So as you bend down with this warm cup in your hand, a wind whips up in this room. Mm-mm. And the cup flies and clinks across the floor. Tink, tink, tink. And what it does is it hits the chalice that's there and kind of knocks it out of the summoning circle over. Mm. You know, kind of knocks it off into the corner. And like it's moving fast enough cup across the room. But as soon as it touches the other cup in this spot, it stops dead still. And the wind is whipping around furiously in this room. What are you doing?
Is the wind whipping throughout the room, or is it coming from a particular area?
It doesn't feel like it's like a cyclone almost. It's just coming, you know, around and around the walls. And it's filling this room and it's roaring. And I think at this point, Andu runs up the stairs.
Any other? There's no other sounds. There's just the wind. Mm-mm,
just wind, and it's roaring in your ears.
All right,
but you guys are telepathically linked. So you can talk.
That's right. That's right. Is it picking up at all? Is it getting stronger?
No, it's it came out strong and it's staying.
Rodney goes towards the center of the seven-pointed star and retrieves the chalice that we had originally.
And I need
Yes, you do. Whatever con. It is. You need something.
Con from Rodney.
Rodney, are you sure you want to do that?
As you enter the summoning circle, your kidney, or your liver, excuse me, just flares in pain. And you feel like almost you have a shackle around your midsection, kind of pulling you down to the floor.
Pulling me down to the floor? Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
You feel the bad stuff flaring up.
All right, I'm going to make the con roll of a lifetime. And that's a 9.
I show 10 on my side.
Well, that's funny. Oh, because I had forward lit up from my investigation before, so I should not have that.
What was the investigation for?
That was in the room looking at the papers.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, that doesn't count towards this. So you saw him at 9 now.
All right. Give me one second there. Just got to look at something. On a 7-9, you stumble, hesitate, or flinch. GM will offer you a worse outcome, hard bargain, or ugly choice. Interesting. An ugly choice. yeah. Let's go back to Otteraz real quick. Otteraz. Rodney kind of stumbled to the floor as he.
Oh, god damn. Runner's cramp. Runner's cramp.
And it hurts, Rodney. It hurts.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I'm looking around the room. I'm seeing, I don't want to step into the center or anything like that. I want to see
probably if there's something. Decent idea.
Yeah. Something I can, I can throw him a rope or something, but not a rope. Whatever's in the room.
I'm sure you have your pack on you. That's where the cup was. You could, you could throw him a rope or something. You have some adventuring gear, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah. I'll try to, throw together some sort of something I can toss to him, but hold on and pull him out. See if I could try to pull him out.
Okay. So Rodney, as whatever to together to get you out of here, if you take this cup in your hand, you will no longer be able to maintain the necrosis in you. You feel it as, you know, every time you reach for the cup, that it just, it's welling up. You also know that this cup wanted to be here.
Goddamn. Hmm.
What's the other cup made of?
It's silver.
Ah, okay.
The cup you guys have?
Yeah, what's our cup and what's the cup that's here?
I guess they're both silver.
Okay. And Rodney picks up our cup.
And, the dry cup?
Yeah, the dry cup, and throttles it and says, "Oh, no, you don't." And just hangs on to it with a death rictus.
And you feel that pain.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be a minus one forward, whatever comes up.
All right, I'm lighting it up.
Yeah. But you're able to get it, and you're able to get out of the summoning circle. As soon as the cup is out, the wind starts to die down.
Through gritted teeth, Rodney looks at the cup and says, "I'm better than you."
Praise Coot. All right.
Rodney reaches for the Boda bag and takes a big old pull.
And it stings, you know, going down more than you would expect. But it does help kind of, you know, keep the, it's inched out, but it's helping you.
Coot, guide us.
And Adaraz, you see that, you know, his crazy eye is crazier and his eyes are a little gray.
Rodney, are you okay?
No.
Okay.
And Andrew peeks his head in and says, how would he address you guys? Mister?
Boss? Misters.
Yeah,
misters. That's probably misters. Misters. Plural.
Misters. Misters, there's someone coming in the front. We got to go.
All right. Let's get out of here.
He bolts upstairs.
Aw, Traz, when do you learn fireball?
You have magic missile.
I do have magic missile. That's right. All right. I'm going to follow Andu out.
Okay.
Yeah. Likewise. And Rodney says, I want to catch them when they are in full on ceremony here, and take this place down and then with it.
All right, so as you guys head up the stairs on this side of the door.
I'm scrolling up to see where we are.
On the ground floor again. You guys come up the stone staircase. But you kind of hear, you know, the bell above the door ring, and you hear some voices on the other side of this door. What do you do?
What time of day is it? What time of night or what?
Probably about 6 p.m. Just about dinner time.
And shops like this are typically closed by this time.
Probably just about closing time. Yeah. It's just about time for dinner and a minstrel show.
And I still look like the guy who walked away, right? I'm trying to figure out if there's a way I can figure out if he's out there. that would be awkward. or that might be a perfect ruse. Or of course that would. I'm sure I could figure that out. Okay. I wager Rodney to follow me, and let's sneak out. And I want to see if I can, like, look in one of the windows from the outside, looking in to see if that guy's in there.
Okay. You guys are gonna head out the way you came.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. I'm right behind you, buddy.
Rodney, come on.
You'll have to kind of book it around the side. In order
there may be use for this costume yet, but we got to figure something out.
you go around the front and you're able to in one of the windows, and mm-hmm. You do see the guy with your face holding the door open as you just catch the glimpse of. So he's holding the door open, and you see two people go through the door in front of him, and then he. Hmm. And it's this door here.
Yeah, it's not gonna work. Okay. What do you think, Rodney?
Children make great distractions. Hey, there's a couple extra gold pieces in it for you if you want to buy us a little bit of time, kid.
And by this point, the girls. Shown back up. She's made herself. She didn't go into the building with you guys. She was kind of keeping a lookout. That's how Andu knew that they were coming. He says, "What do you have in mind? What kind of distraction?"
How about? I'm not really quick with these things. You have to realize that. However, you as a street urchin know how to, like, you know, say you're going to pick a pocket. What kind of distraction are you going to make in a crowd? You know, are you going to like, you know, knock something down? Oh, sorry, mister. You know,
we got a lot of tricks.
Yeah.
What are you trying to do?
Take one of your best tricks and buy us a little bit of time so we can get out this back door.
Oh, I thought you guys were out the back door.
Oh.
Yeah, we're already outside.
Yeah.
Oh,
you kind of came around.
Yeah, and we saw that the group includes the guy.
Took a peek in.
All right. I'm sorry. I thought we were still in the stairwell.
Give me 1 second.
I thought you wanted to go back in.
No.
I mean, we do. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, maybe we're done here, too.
We will burn this place down to the ground. Make no mistake.
And the evil inside.
It's just a question of, like, who's in on this, because a long-standing business gets usurped, commandeered, whatever the word is.
Commandeered, I think, is the word I was looking for.
Yeah, somebody's driving their car banging on the steering wheel. one of our three listeners. So the people, all right, let me retcon my own stupidity or spaciness. How about, Andy, why don't you find out who these customers are who were being let in by
this guy? Sorry, they were all.
I'm sorry, you cut out.
They were all wearing blue cloaks.
Oh, all blue cloaks.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Sorry, I might have cut out on that too. Yeah. So the guy who's holding the door open, two blue cloaks walk in. There might have been more because they kind of heard them behind the door. You ran out and around. By the time you peeked in, you saw two.
Well, we should probably put some distance between ourselves in this building because we did conjure a cyclone down in the wine cellar. So we probably want to. We want to get out of here.
There might be questions.
Yeah. Let's get out of here. Let's regroup and think about how we're going to bring this place to the freaking ground.
And there is a cup out of place.
Yes, there is.
Mm. Pity that.
Mm-hmm. All right. You guys heading back to the tavern?
Yeah, that sounds like about as good a place as any. But we both had dinner dates.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting on that time. And I have an inflamed liver, so... who's ready for enchiladas? I am.
Alright, so you guys can head back there.
Let's do that.
Yeah, that checks out.
You walk in and it's a fairly busy night. Both of your dinner dates are sitting at different tables, and they both look extremely uncomfortable. I don't remember. Otherwise, I don't know if you guys said you were going to meet here. I know Rodney did. Maybe you were going to meet back at the keep.
I thought you were going to. Yeah, I thought Atraz was going to meet back at the keep. I remember it. So
I think so too.
Sounds good to me.
Split the party. I like it.
Less work for the GM.
Yeah. So Rodney, you walk into the Halfle Tankard, and it's pretty busy. Thori's slinging plates, slinging suds. And you see, I got to give all these people weird names that I can't remember. Michelob, he's sitting at a table. He's still in, the armor they wear isn't like, plate. But he is wearing, his mail and leathers. He's sitting at a table that's pretty populated with some of the locals. He's drinking a jug of beer with no food in front of him. He says, Mr. Rodney, I thought you played a bit of prank on me, getting me to eat here. Although I do have to say the beer is mighty good.
Wait till you try the hen.
I was waiting for you.
Yeah, I'm very sorry. It's been one of those days where you defeat a minotaur-ish monster in the streets, and never mind. Let's sit down.
Yeah, let me tell you, that's not how our fair city usually treats its visitors. Trust me.
Yeah, what fair city does? I mean, all right. What? Let me just cut to the chase. I'm a man of few guiles.
And Thori comes over with two tankards for you and two hens. And Tim Michelo says, "And anything for you?" And he'll order the same. Sorry,
Rodney
says, set the scene a little bit.
This is all on me.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah. You work hard. You're working on city wages. I can only imagine. So look, what would be any kind of reason for a manifestation like this to appear in your town? And I'm looking for anything in your experience, in your patrols, in your reports that would seem in any way strange, untoward, or even off the mean in any kind of way. Color me interested.
And he says, "Frankly, I'm going to level. I've never anything like this. I've never heard of anything like this. We have magic in this city. I've seen people do things I could never comprehend. Some of the magic, some of the mages in this town can do amazing things, but that beast is unlike anything in this realm. As for why, these are strange times. I don't know. What would one expect from a beast like that other than destruction and terror?
And a beast like that, do you think any one mage alone is capable of such a conjuration?
That's beyond me, sir.
Yeah, we're both laypersons having a beer and some ham. I realize that, but I'm just talking, you know, gut level experience. You know,
I can't imagine.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm driving at here. I mean, there's something that has to be operating here in your burg, and I'm going to be blunt, under your nose, unbeknownst to you.
And he looks taken aback.
Hey, I'm just calling it clean, baby. And we're here to help because...
What evidence do you have of this conspiracy watch?
Well, there was a reason why I was... Let's just say that. And there's a reason why we're here in this town. And it's becoming clearer and clearer as
we spend... Are you the reason? Are you why that beast was here? I noticed your friend has some powerful magic.
Yeah, if we had access to that kind of magic, I would have the grossest foss on my estate, and I would just sleep underneath it with the spigot open. No, there would be no reason for me to be spawning such things that would wreck homes and families. I am of togetherness and all the ways that drink brings us together. Mm-hmm. No.
I'll drink to that.
Cheers. I have reason to believe that there is a sect in operation here in your town that would drain it dry in one way. And that they have taken up residence and they have laid waste to a small town off to the west of here that we had just come from. And that they... I don't know what they're going to do here, but based on what I've seen, I don't have reason to believe... Every reason I have... Hang on, let me have another drink. Okay, let me get this thought out. I believe that they will do the same to this town. Because they leave towns in their wake as discarded husks. They bring pestilence, they bring drainage, they bring illness. And I, as a paladin, have taken up the illness of some in the other town so that they may live on. I'm ready to do the same for this place.
Mighty noble of you. And I think with that, cut over to Araz. Araz, you are able to make your way back to the North Road and to the Keeper's Keep.
Mm-hmm.
The watchman on guard is expecting you and kind of looks at the sun as you approach. I don't know what time you have dinner where you're from. Follow me. He's a little snooty.
Can we give an inspiration point to the GM? That's good. That's good.
Lead on, my good man.
Yes. Unfazed. He'll lead you back into the chamber where you met with Outi before. There's alchemical experiments kind of, you know, on tables and in the room and bookshelves and tapestries and things like that hanging. She's sitting at what would be her work desk, but there is a single chair on the other side that looks like it's placed for dinner. She says, welcome back.
Madam, thanks for having me.
We have pleased to join you here.
What's on the menu tonight?
Some wild bird that the keeper and his guard caught. We'll have it brought out shortly, and she'll pour you some wine. And as she does so, you'll notice she's dressed basically like she was before. Like, she's not dressed for some elbow length, like velvety gloves.
I'm sorry, she's not dressed how?
She's not dressed for dinner. Like, she didn't dress fancy. She's dressed basically how she was when you saw her. But she is wearing these kind of nice looking gloves. And you notice that and they bring the food, and she says, please eat. You must be famished to eat at this late hour.
Thank you. I'd be glad to. Oh, this looks fabulous.
And she's eating as well. She's so tell quite me your journeys quite today. And I think that happened to Karen.
No, you. I'm sorry. After you.
Exactly. tell me of your travel in our fair city.
Well, we've made our way quite a bit. We've seen quite a bit of the city and some of the finer establishments and some of the not so fine. It's a fair city, seems to be facing its own share of troubles recently.
You're referring, of course, unfortunate happening today.
Yes.
Yes, very outside of the norm. I apologize for any imposition it has caused to you and your friends, your travels. Please don't let that look cast a poor light on our city. That has, I can assure you, never happened before.
Although, what is the plan among the city leaders should it happen again?
And she kind of scoffs. You can't be serious. Again? Why? How in... Ooh, how in the council's realms could something like that ever happen again?
Well, it seemed to be a surprise the first time.
She takes that. She like that. You can see that thought had not occurred to her. Yes. And she opened book and scribbles something with a quill. Yes, I'll take that into consideration. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. One thinks of these things as flukes as she adjusts her gloves.
That may be a mistake, I must say. If I may be so bold, my colleague and I have traveled far and wide, and we always seem to, what at first appears to be a fluke or something of chance, perhaps has more to it.
Yes, indeed.
What bothers me most, I must say, is I'm not sure that I discerned what the goal of that incident was in the first place.
Nor I. I spent the afternoon dissecting it. And no thought other than destruction has occurred to me. It's a beast Have you ever dissected a pig, Aras? Or a bull? Have you butchered a bull?
No. Can't say that I have. My work doesn't require that.
Have you seen a man's hand chopped off? Or a beheading in the square?
I try to stay out of those types of situations.
I've seen and done all of those things. And this beast's muscles and skeleton were nothing. Understand what I'm saying to you. It's not that I've not seen this creature. A man's muscles and a bull's muscles, when stripped of their skin, look essentially identical. This thing, outside of the desiccation, the rot that took it, it is not the same. Its blood is not the blood of beasts. Did you see the magic of it? And if you'll remember to step out a little bit, you did cast detect magic on it, and it felt like a void of magic. It felt divine, almost, is kind of the sense you got. But there was no magic about it. And as you know, whatever the smug Adaraz look, just exactly there, the magic that was in it, the life force was touching that beyond our ken. And she adjusts her gloves. And with that, let's go back into the Huffle Tankard. And Mikalo says,
yes. I'm coming off mute. That was really good, guys. I was laughing. I was on mute. It's good.
It says, I appreciate you bringing this to my attention. Is there... There can certainly be preparations, but... And you guys are... Oh! Yeah, well, let me look at that real quick before I... Just a rules question. Adaraz, pay no attention as I look through your... So your telepathic bond doesn't give, like a restriction. I think you cast it when you're touching. So you guys could be communicating.
Okay.
If I'm reading that right. Or, we could say it is.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So the Mikalo, the leader of the watch, says, I appreciate you bringing this to my attention. We'll definitely make the city ready in case anything else like that happens. We'll double the watch. Those pikes didn't help. We'll work up something different. You speak as though there's a conspiracy.
Conspiracy is a strong word.
I'm curious.
I'm saying something more cabalish.
Zing. We got there. I think this might be the first.
Only took 200 episodes.
Yeah. Wow. Well done.
What I'm putting forward to you is that they are using your town, some sort of staging area, some sort, and using one of your shops as a front or stooge for some sort of larger operation. Now, I'm shy on details, but I'm long on smarts. And hear me on this. Something is going down in this town. We're going to get to the bottom of it. But now is not the time to act. Now is the time to watch, to find out where the soft spot is on those guys. And then when we find it, push down real hard until it cracks.
Can you give me any leads? I can put some men on it.
If I were to do anything, I'd say put a loose cord and the loosest and the most subtlest of cords around the second wish. That place has been taken over by new management, and it ain't no good.
That's a staple of the community.
It was a staple of the community.
Erno is a citizen in good standing.
Where is he now?
He doesn't eat at places like this, but I can put out some feelers.
Yeah, start touching.
Hmm.
Something's happening there. Count on it. This coming from the guy who killed an otherworldly bull for you today. And so humor me, at least this once.
Kind of tips his head and raises his glass. I'll drink with you on that.
I will too, twice over. And enjoy the head. I know I am.
And he's mounting. He's, you know, you can see the slowly turning. And as he finishes his hand in his beer, the second for him, and you know, you can, his two beers is different than Rodney's beers. he's feeling good. He appreciates the night out away from the wife and kids, you know. And he kind of pushes back a little bit, obviously getting ready to go. Is there anything else that we can do to prepare? Is there anything you need from us?
How about you and I keep in regular touch?
All right. If you need me during the day, I'll be in the evenings. Let me get this. In the evenings, you can find me my tavern name generator failed me.
Really? What? What did it say?
It was a bunch of bad ones. You can find me at the slow route, north end of town.
Oh, what's it called? You cut out.
Slow route.
Slow route. Okay. How's their hen?
Their hen is better than this, but their beer, I'm afraid.
Hey, we'll split it 50-50. You come there, I come here. Both times, it's on me.
Fair enough.
All right. Good talk.
To you as well. Any information you have, please come see me.
You'll know. Yes.
And he bids you adieu. The room, now that you're kind of less focused in the room, she was keeping a careful eye on Mikalo's back as you guys were talking. You can see that Thori had brought her half a bird that she's making her way through. There's some nice entertainment on the stage. And it's a decent evening in the Halfle Tankard. Back to the Keeper's Keep. She's tucking into her meal.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of feels like maybe she, you know, she feels like maybe she interrupted earlier. So, letting you talk.
Do I have a reason to be suspicious of her reaction, or is she just mysterious?
That sounds like a move. That sounds like a discern reality.
Discern reality, okay. Wisdom, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Where's my wisdom? There it is.
That's an 8. That's ask me one. Take one forward when acting on the answers. What happened here recently? What is about to happen? Look out for what here is useful or valuable to me? Who's relaying? What here is not what it appears to be?
What here is not what it appears to be? I have suspicions.
Yeah, I'm wondering what your suspicions. The gloves are definitely hiding something. Mm-hmm. She's trying to keep that from you. You also catch a glimpse of some prestidigitation. As she's, you know, she moves quickly, catch a ripple of something about her. But she'll pour you more wine, and if you know, if there's a pause in conversation, shall I tell you about my day?
Oh, please,
Shall I tell you about the beast some more?
I'd love to hear about it, please.
Oh God, please don't tell me about your day.
I hear this in the back of my head, right?
Let's all just take a moment. God bless you. God bless you. Speaking truth to power. The dissection was successful. The notes, the tomes of notes, I'll be studying. There are specimens that we can be dissecting until our grandchildren's time. But yes, you're right. We should prepare. Every time she talks about the thing, she's kind of pulling her gloves up. We will prepare the city. I'll speak to the emperor. I'll ask him about requisitions for more men. Anything like that? Anything else? You world traveler. How would you say it? You wise man that you can tell us. Anything we can do to prepare?
And we think because of my telepathy with
my connection, you can talk. Yeah.
Like I can hear, I've heard what he's been talking about. And
no, I think you guys can talk to each other.
Talk to each other. Okay. Okay. Well, I heard him give his little fiery speech about checking out the town and things like that. So, you know, maybe.
Yeah. How about this? I give you a little brief report and say, yeah, I got the captain of the launch on at least somewhat believing our story and ready to put a core around and keep an eye out for these blue cloaks. He's on board. He's nominally on board. I let you know that.
Madam, I have it on good authority that my colleague has been arranging for some of the protection that I talk about. And you'll find that other members of the community, of the administration, and of the protective services are looking into the reasons behind the recent attack. But I think perhaps we're, and as welcome as that will be, the where that may be falling short is perhaps in the areas that that you can provide leadership in. And I call on you to work with the heads of the guards and the other protective services and give them all the information that you have.
Yes, of course. Of course. Anything they need. And of course, I'll... We appreciate the work you and your friends have been doing in the city. You've only been here such a short time.
Well, we do seem to have an impact wherever we go. And I let a little laugh.
She raises an eyebrow.
Do you have family in town?
Oh my god.
No, my job keeps me busy.
I see.
I came here to serve the keeper from the academy. This is my lot. I delve deeply into knowledge wherever I can.
Well, your boyfriend must be proud.
She just raises my hand.
You presume. I'm kind of sitting there waiting for a response. Nothing. Too much. Damn it. All right. Is dinner essentially complete?
Yes, and okay. she'll offer you more wine.
Thank you.
And she'll ask, "Would you like to see the beast?"
Oh, well, I would be so honored.
It's a ghastly sight, but
yeah.
Oh. And she'll lead you.
As long as I'm with a professional, I suspect I can handle it.
So she'll lead you down, like behind a tapestry, down a stone stairwell. What's essentially a dungeon, and they have, you know, four tables kind of pushed together. This thing kind of haphazardly on it, and you see that they've cut it open, and they're slowly dissecting body parts of it. There's no one at work right now. It's later on in the evening, but you can see two of the four legs have been kind of dissected up to the knees, and half of the right side is gone. As you peer into it, there's, you haven't dissected or butchered anything, and this doesn't look like that. It's not tissue. It's like almost like a crystalline structure that's holding it together, like a honeycomb. Like it's, and as you focus on it, your eyes kind of slip. It has this other, if we were playing Sanity, because your mind doesn't want to quite stay on it. And she's fast. She's fascinated with it. You're kind of looking at it, and she's had, her eyes on you upstairs, but now she's, her gaze for this thing is. And it's not evil. It's just a hunger for power. It's kind of what. But you do see her gloved hands caressing the horn as she walks around it. Fascinating creature, isn't it?
Yes. Like anything you've seen before?
Nothing.
Any what makes it so unusual, other than the obvious?
Well, the obvious is everywhere. This entire thing is so foreign to me. And now she's kind of stroking of her cloak or dress. It's nothing I've ever seen before. Hmm. Would you like any samples? Would you like? I know this isn't your field. It's a fascinating creature.
How big would a sample be? And what would I do with it?
Oh, study, of course.
Hmm.
And well, perhaps it's like a vial of, it's like a sliver of tissue and a clear liquid. And it's like, where meat would be red, it's like a purple honeycomb kind of weird structure.
Yeah, I could see perhaps it would be useful. Yes, if a sample could be made available, I'd be to see if there's use for it.
She'll bring one over, and it's stoppered and hand it over, and lightly brush your hand with her gloved hand. Is there anything else I can do for you, Adaron?
Hmm. Wait, there's something going on here. Perhaps we could meet again soon, sometime soon.
Ah, yes, I would love that.
Wonderful.
I'll leave your name with the guards at the gate. Feel free to come by anytime.
Thank you. I'll take my leave, and again, thank you for a wonderful evening.
And you as well. And thank you for allowing me to explore this creature.
Well, let me know if you find anything in your studies, in your investigations.
Indeed. And she'll show you to her door. You can make the long walk out of the keep. Long, lonely walk out of the keep.
The walk of mage.
Mm-hmm. And where are you heading back, Honoraz?
I mean, the full tankard was our, our
HQ.
HQ, yeah. So make my way back there.
And by the time you get there, it's dark outside. But there's plenty of guards out. The streets are safe. City's kind of on high alert after such an eventful day. When you go in, the half-full tankard is bustling. There's not much food on table. There's a lot of mugs of beer, a lot of chalices full of wine. The girl is sitting with Rodney as they enjoy the entertainment. And you guys don't even need to info dump because you got the telepathic link, so you guys know what you know.
Yeah. So he's still engaged with that guy.
No, Mikala left. Oh. The guard.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just watching the with the girl. Are you guys doing anything for the rest of the evening?
Atrez, what's your read on her?
I don't know. Like, I think she may be brilliant, but I don't know if I can trust her.
Yeah. You know, there's one thing to take an interest in whatever this manifestation was. Mm-hmm. And it's another thing to have been no part of it at all. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not to say that she doesn't have a hand in it. Like, wow, what did we actually conjure up here versus I'm completely on the outside here, and I want to understand what this thing is. It almost seems like she has a more of a professional curiosity in the manifestation than what brought it here in the first place. And that, to me, feels a little suspect.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, definitely into her work, but to a degree that makes me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. The guards seem on board, at least to the point that this is their city, and they don't want anything to upturn the peace, and what happened today certainly did that, and given what little I divulged, led them to believe that I have some understanding of what brought this about there. In other words, his interest is genuine to me, at least on the surface.
Yeah. Yeah. I am concerned that, about whether the guards, I'm sure they do a great job, but only to the degree that they can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if these blue cloaks have been able to infiltrate the town as much as they seem to have already.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there's something else that's needed, but I don't know what you thought that would be.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Well, you know, we have the birds. We ostensibly have the guards. We have plenty of eyes, but what really matters now is where we can actually apply that pressure.
Yeah, maybe we need to lean on somebody.
I'm always up for some leaning. That's the issue. We don't know who to lean on.
Yeah. It's almost like we want to get one of those guys alone. A dark room, dark alley.
Oh, I'm all for that.
Yeah, maybe we stake out the second wish and see if we can get, see if somebody goes off on their own for a little bit.
I like it.
I like it. I think that's a good place to stop.
Very good.
What do you think?
We have a plan.
Very good. Yep, that's good. Solid.
So you're going to head back to the second wish this evening?
Yeah, and I'm gonna ask Andu, how many bunks were there on the second floor?
He's had beer.
plus or minus three is fine with me.
A lot. They were almost touching across the entire floor. That's what he'll say. It was
20-ish, 20-ish, 30-ish,
maybe a dozen-ish.
Dozen? Okay.
Dozen.
I'll put down a dozen. Went wrong. His mouth went wrong for sure. That's what I'm writing in my notes. Dozen. Bunks. Okay. I have to find my RPG skin. Gotcha. I'm on a yellow legal plan. You know what I'm saying.
Legal plan, yeah.
That's right. Just not the same. Right. That's just not the same.
Yes, we need to continue this and soon. And let's. Do we need to doodle with three people? Like, doodle. Yeah. Doodle's a great tool.
I mean, I got a calendar right now if we want.
How about we treat Will Wheat to some calendaring?
Oh, yeah. It's always the best part.
I'm looking.
If Mondays are working for you guys, I could do the...
Oh, you cut off the... What Monday?
Ninth.
Checking.
2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, I've got Legacy 2 that night.
Oh, yeah. I also have...
Oh, wait, I just pushed my glasses up on the bridge of my nose when I said that. How about the following Jersey 83. Jersey 83.
Look at this guild.
Look, no doubt. We're on fire.
Stepping up.
So the 20th and the 23rd are also open for me, Friday and Monday. The guild calendar.
20th and 23rd of March. Twentieth won't work for sure. Let's pencil in the 23rd.
Yeah,
Ty, does that work?
Yes.
And yes. Maybe I may need to, like, look at some Tuesday options that might actually hit earlier for us. But let's put down the 23rd for now, just to do it.
Yeah, Tuesdays work for me too.
Yeah, I think a Tuesday might make it possible to play a lot sooner than 1 month from today.
Yeah, Tuesdays are pretty good too for me.
Really? Yeah, I've Tuesdays have opened up because usually that's been soccer shuttling. We don't have that right now. So
the 10th work, March 10th?
Yeah, hang on a second. Let me look.
We'll be fighting for Discord time.
I could do the 10th.
Yeah, let's do the 10th. Let's keep the momentum going. Yep.
Same time.
Yep.
That works for me.
I like it. Okay. I like it a lot. Okay, Tuesday the 10th, DW, it's in the calendar.
I think that might be, I might be Pacific by that time.
You will. The changeover occurs, I think, that weekend prior.
Excellent.
Okay, 6:30.
Yep.
So good to be back at this, guys. Oh, yeah. This is so much fun.
Yeah, good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're in it. In the mystery. We should do end of...
Yes, that's right. Oh, we can't forget that. Right. We always forget that part. Okay, let's do it.
When you reach the end of a session, choose... Ask the player if they agree. If they do, mark XP and write a new bond. I'm not sure if the...
I don't think I hit any of mine. I'll just
getting
read
so close mine. To making the blue extreme.
Yeah, that's just it. Because I have the blue cloaks, I will make them drink. I tainted their barrels, but that's not enough. So, no. Atraz, I have he must marry Laura. It is destined! No, we didn't get any closer to that. Hey, that's, some of my goals are long-term.
Playing the long game.
Yeah, and the waif, I wish I hit that a little bit more tonight. I want to know why she's mute. Did someone do this to her? We didn't get there. So I did not touch on it.
Ty, I don't think you did either.
Yeah, I think I got that.
And you guys both have stuff with the kids that you could kind of do in some downtime, maybe.
Yeah, I think you're right. I definitely should have on the waif tonight.
Better suited for in the in between time, not in the heat of the investigation.
Yeah, we're exactly. I'm definitely hot in the Nancy Drew trail here. The secret of the lost clock.
Look at alignments. If you fulfilled that alignment at least once, discover something about a magical mystery. Mercy is denied to criminals and others.
I could only make a soft argument for that, really.
Well, I think maybe you need to tweak yours. Because I think like something like the bless every barrel thing.
That's true.
So I think maybe we tweak it to be something like that and then you get that one.
That's fair, because there should be something in there about what you've been doing. Overarching goal.
He's a hobo paladin.
Yeah, he's definitely fulfilling his greater mission of blessing every battle. He's been true to that for sure.
I think you should tweak that one.
Okay, I will. That's fair. That's fair.
And I think there's the magical mission.
I'm gonna write down bless every damn barrel.
We sorted out the stuff with those magical amulets.
Mm-hmm. And the,
that's good.
Mm-hmm. In the what, Jason?
The summoning circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we did make some progress there. We made the connection in two different ways.
There's some stuff happening. It doesn't say solve a magical mystery.
Discovered something.
Yep.
So that's worth a point.
Yep.
Yep.
And answer these three questions. Did we learn something new and important about the world? Did we overcome a notable monster enemy? Did we loot a memorable treasure?
We definitely learned something new about the world today, and that the this order has a structure, a ritual that it's following, mm-hmm. and ostensibly something that needs to be stopped because they're repeating it over and over.
I like it.
Yep.
That's one for each of yous.
All right. That sounds good. That's good.
Yeah, let's see. Autoraz, you got the one for failing. Yep. So I think you guys are current. I know you guys marking those in the...
Yeah, I did sheet. Just now. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
So Autoraz, I think you should be at 7. Do
that. 7? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think yeah, I leaned on my keyboard.
I'm sitting at 5. At 5.
Oh, okay. I'm seeing 4. That's why I asked.
I so did not. Oh, wait. Yep, now I clicked up 5. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And you have to be current level plus 7, so you guys need to get to 10.
And so, Ty, you got your extra XP for your failure earlier tonight? Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Cool.
I'm going to make sure you get married to Lauren. That's I have several longitudinal goals, and that's one of them. And I'm going to say that's a very important one to me.
It's touching. Digging it. All right, good stuff.
Very good action, guys.
Yep, I loved it. Needed this.
Likewise.
Back in the saddle.
And hey, look at that. We have one on the 10th. The 10th. Ty, that's you right. won't have time to change jobs between our two sessions. So
I don't know.
I don't know. But then again, you're the guy who you are. So I'm not.
Challenge accepted.
Perfect. Perfect.
My kids are going to have a warped sense of reality, I think, when they get in the real world. They're gonna think you work at home all the time, you get a new job every. And you never have to go to the office. This is just a weird
actually,
time.
Yeah, it actually sounds pretty good.
I mean, perhaps by the time they actually get in the working world, we'll see.
Yeah, yeah, that might be the reality.
Yeah. All right. Right good on. Stuff, guys.
Thanks, we'll, guys.
Get to the next one.
Yep. All right. Buenos noches, gentlemen. Have a great night.
Good night.